This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
Film is clearly a sophisticated art, possibly the most important art of the 20th century, with a rather complex history of theory and practice, writes James Monaco in his book, How to Read a Film. So far in our podcast, The Artists, we have had filmmakers, writers, critics, programmers from some of the top film festivals, musicians, thinkers, defining their combinatorial skills. We at Metaphysical Lab have been striving to expand the realm of our podcast, which in turn gives a wider canvas to the understanding of our experiences. And also we have tied up with Epilogue Media, the podcasting network, so you can find us on their website, epiloguemedia.com/theartists. And of course, you can continue to listen to us on the platforms that you choose, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify to JioSaavn to Google Podcasts. Everything is mentioned in the description. And of course, you can reach us on the WhatsApp number and our email ID. I'm your host, Suchita, and I'm looking forward to a wonderful journey ahead with all of you. Hi guys, welcome to a snacky episode of our podcast, The Artists. Well, I intended it to be snacky, but it came out somewhere in between snacky and a full meal. And one of the reasons being that we got some amazing perspectives from our guest today, Shauna Ghosh, Irfan Faraz, Jilmil Breckenridge, Rohan Tucker, Rohit Chandvaskar, Dev Mehta, Nikhil Pandey. Thank you so much for taking our time, for thinking and sharing your perspective on what does winning mean to you. So I came across this beautiful anecdote on LinkedIn by the female lead. Someone had liked it and it came on my timeline. And the anecdote goes like this. In the race, there's a picture there. Athlete Abel Mutai, representing Kenya, was just a few feet from the finishing line, but he was confused with the signage and stopped thinking, and he thought that he had completed the race. The Spanish athlete Ivan Fernandez was right behind him, and realizing what was happening, he started shouting at the Kenyan for him to continue running. But Mutai didn't know Spanish. He didn't understand what he was saying. Then the Spanish pushed him to victory. A journalist asked Ivan, "Why did you do that?" Ivan replied, "My dream is that someday we can have a kind of community life." The journalist insisted, "But why did you let the Kenyan win?" Ivan replied, "I didn't let him win. He was going to win." The journalist insisted again, "But you could have won." Ivan looked at him and replied, "But what would be the merit of my victory? What would be the honor of that medal? What would my mom think of that?" To which the article concludes and says, "Values are transmitted from generation to generation. What values are we teaching our children? Let us not teach our kids the wrong ways and means to win." This post gathered lakhs of likes. So that brought me to thinking, what is the culture of winning versus the art of winning? Is there a right and a wrong way to win? And is that right and wrong way embedded in our culture? Who decides those right and wrong ways? How is winning defined? What do you think about winning? Will your efforts be external? Will your efforts be internal? So I needed to ask, I needed to check with my artist friends from varied fields to understand what does winning mean to them.
Hi, this is Irfan Faraz here, and I'm a research scholar by profession in the field of marketing, new media and cinema. For me, winning is an achievement. Achieving something brings happiness and a sense of responsibility to be humble and kind. We start feeling better about ourselves. It boosts our morale and improves confidence. I'd like to mention that it is important the way we think, act, and interact while we are winning. To win, firstly, I have to be confident and motivated in the way I take up tasks. Let it be any sport or an assignment or a film project. Being confident comes with immense hard work and sincere efforts to develop a certain skill set. I always take interest in what I am doing and give my 100% in planning the right way, or the winning way, we can say, and then implement it efficiently by using the best of my knowledge. Sometimes I tend to lose, but there's a degree of satisfaction that I put in doing the best, so no regrets. And I get back with same dedication, determination, enthusiasm to be focused to win. Culture of winning is a huge thing. I feel no human can keep on winning. We tend to win and lose. We learn from our mistakes and not repeating them makes us true winner. Winning is always satisfying and brings inner peace. I would like to end my words by summing up what I firmly believe in. Patience is key to everything. When you learn to be gracious, that's when you are a true winner. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Shauna Ghosh and I have donned multiple hats from being a film editor editing commercial and offbeat films to directing promos, ad films, documentaries, corporates and television shows. Initially, the definition of winning was setting targets and accomplishing them at any cost. But I was never happy or satisfied as both. These were short-lived. The targets would change, the milestones would keep on coming. So I questioned myself and after a lot of introspection, I found answers. For someone like me who has always followed his heart, winning is being content, being happy. In this process of being content or winning, life will throw a lot of hurdles and challenges in different forms and shapes. Overcoming these gives me a sense of achievement and accomplishment. At the end of everything, winning for me is contentment. Thank you.
I think for me as an artist, as a writer, the most authentic living is winning. So when I am living in accordance to my truth, when I am writing in accordance to my truth, when I am painting in accordance to my truth, that to me is winning. Because the pursuit of an artist is really to uncover all their layers and to be as naked, as bare, not naked in the sense of no clothes, but naked in the sense of, you know, their spirit needs to shine and what they do, what they create, it needs to be their true self. And that's when there is a sort of a peace. And that to me is winning. So in all my years of writing and of searching for, you know, even peace of mind, it was when I was completely being honest and writing, for example, confessional poetry, that to me I felt like I am winning because I was not doing it from the point of view of publication success and will people like to read it. You know, it was not really, is this going to sell? But it was really the words I needed to write which set me free. And that to me is winning. And that's what I keep pursuing in my work. Currently, I'm writing a memoir. And even in that, of course, the memoir is the story of witnessing your own life so closely as if you're seeing yourself in a mirror. But also at the same time, you're writing. And that to me is winning. So I keep on digging for the truth, digging for my own truth, digging for authenticity. And that to me is winning. Also, I wanted to just say that winning itself is such a concept from capitalism. I think you become an artist because you want to escape from that whole concept of winning and losing. So I'm not sure how relevant this question of winning is for an artist, because I believe the whole core value and the core purpose of an artist is to be true. And winning and truth, I mean, I don't know what winning is. And I think that winning is really to do with productivity and competition. And I don't know how much artists compete. I think they compete with the best version of themselves. But the true artists are not really in the business of winning or losing. They are just in the process of being. My name is Jhilmil Breckenridge. I am a poet and an activist and a writer.
Hi, I am Rohan Thakkar. I'm the founder and creative producer of EPlog Media Podcast Network. I think winning is, being better than what you were yesterday. For me, it's not about being better than the other guy. It's always been about, how can I outmatch myself? How can I try to get better? How can I learn something new? How can I use it in my work so that I can do something different, be something different, be better than what I was sometime back? For me, it's always you versus you. Because, if you compare yourself with other people, there would always be something plus or minus. But you know what? The skills that you have, something that's good in you, if you enhance that yourself, you can win in that. To win, you need to try something that you have never done before. That's been my philosophy. Having faith in what you do, and that has been my mantra ever since. For me, to win means to get into uncharted territories, defying the odds, making it my way. So now another thing that I need, that I feel that I do to win, is that accepting what I can't do. It's okay that nobody is perfect, but I know my strengths and my weaknesses, and what I'm weak in, I make the person who is strong in that an ally. And that's how I have been winning so far. That's how I have been, learning so far. It's no problem that you can't do something. You can always learn something. You can learn from the people around you. I learn from my mistakes. And that's how applying what you learn is how I win. And I have this in me that I always ask. And if you want to create opportunities, you need to ask the people around you. And if you ask, the worst thing that would happen is the other person would say no. But what if the answer is yes? Then you can win.
Hello, my name is Rohit Chandvaskar, and I'm a creative professional, a creative consultant with a film production house. I'm a poet, a writer. I belong to a generation jahan pe the moment you finish your school, it was all about winning a seat in medical and engineering. And us time pe bhi I opted for arts, commercial arts or applied arts. Nowadays you call it visual communication. To mere society, my relatives, everybody, unke hisab se to main loser tha. So, but unko ye nahi pata tha ki jis college mein, jis degree ke liye main gaya tha, wahan pe 30 seats ke liye there were some 3,000 applicants, aur usme se I won a seat. So again, if you call that winning, but still I was a loser in normal terms, general terms. Aur I did my graduation in fine arts college. Wo pura college ka culture hi aisa tha ki there's no winner or loser. Sab artist hai. In art there's no winner or loser. And वही मैंने इम्बाइब किया है, वही कल्चर मैंने इम्बाइब किया है. सो फॉर मी दिस होल विनिंग थिंग इज आई डोंट नो, डजंट मेक एनी सेंस. और मेरे लिए एक्चुअली इट्स नॉट वेरी पॉजिटिव अगे ऑल्सो, बिकॉज व्हेनेवर यू रीड अबाउट दिस कि विनिंग के बारे में आप फ्रेजेस पढ़ते हो कि दिस इज विनिंग इज एवरीथिंग, विनर टेक्स इट ऑल, एंड हिस्ट्री इज रिटन बाय विनर्स. तो ये जब विनिंग की बात होती है तो कंपटीशन की बात होती तो आपके दिमाग में आता है रैट रेस. और रैट रेस मेरे हिसाब से तो बिल्कुल भी पॉजिटिव चीज़ नहीं है. सो इसलिए मेरे लिए बड़ा अजीब कॉन्सेप्ट है विनिंग. पार्टिसिपेशन इज़ मोर इम्पॉर्टेंट. टू बी अ पार्ट ऑफ एनी अ गुड फ्रटर्निटी और क्रिएटिव पीपल और कोई एक ऐसा इनिशिएटिव, कोई एक ऐसा इवेंट, कोई एक ऐसी चीज़ जिससे सबके लिए अच्छा हो, सबका भला हो, एवरीबडी इज़ अ विनर. तो वाई दिस विनिंग और लूजिंग? सो एनीवे, दैट्स व्हाट आई फील अबाउट दिस होल कल्चर ऑफ विनिंग. और दूसरी चीज़ एक और मुझे लगती है कि ऑल दिस रैट रेस या विनिंग विनिंग इज़ एवरीथिंग, ये सब चीज़ें इट्स अ ह्यूज मार्केटिंग गिमिक. यू नो बहुत सारे कॉर्पोरेट्स ने या कंपनीज ने या कंट्रीज ने फॉर दैट मैटर जिनने प्रोपेगेंडा स्टार्ट किया था, इन लोगों ने ये कॉन्सेप्ट ये दिमाग में लोगों के, ये फितूर है, ये मेरे हिसाब से विनिंग इज़ नथिंग बट अ फितूर. ये दिमाग में कीड़ा है जो डाल दिया लोगों के कि भाई अगर आप विनर नहीं होंगे तो आप ज़िंदगी में खुश नहीं होंगे. और विनिंग एंड हैप्पीनेस को कन्फ्यूज कर दिया गया, मिक्स कर दिया गया, विच इज़ वेरी रॉन्ग. आई थिंक यू कैन नॉट मिक्स हैप्पीनेस एंड विनिंग, इट्स कम्प्लीटली अपोजिट. मतलब उसमें कोई लेना देना नहीं है दोनों चीज़ का. बट स्टिल एस्पिरेशन जगह जगह के लोगों को अपना प्रोडक्ट और अपनी सर्विसेज सेल करने के लिए लोगों को ज़बरदस्ती कि यू हैव टू बी विनर, तो आपको ये करना पड़ेगा, आपको ये लेना पड़ेगा, आपको इस तरीके से लाइफ जीनी पड़ेगी, अभी कोई एक से ये सब करना पड़ेगा. सो आई थिंक दिस होल थिंग इज़ अ ह्यूज मार्केटिंग गिमिक.
हेलो, माई नेम इज़ देव मेहता, आई एम 19 ईयर्स ओल्ड एंड आई एम अ प्रोफेशनल आर्टिस्ट. टूडे इन दिस पॉडकास्ट आई एम गोना टॉक अबाउट विनिंग. The culture of winning is a long tradition of getting something in life. As an artist, for me, I strive for success more than winning. A great man has said, winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. We feel winning is perfection, but sometimes we try our whole lives finding it. Going for that extra mile and working hard until you don't bleed is what makes you a winner. Winning always doesn't mean being first in a race. Sometimes it means you're doing better than before. Now go win and do hard.
Now, winning mostly for people would mean defeating someone else. And the closest I've come to this feeling would be at a tennis match. At my stage in life, I prefer to see winning as overcoming something. My name is Nikhil Pandey. I was in advertising for 19 years and I quit a well-paying job last year. Why? I'm still finding that out. Well, I mentioned before, winning for me is overcoming. And I divide these wins or overcomings in three separate boxes. First, the daily box. These wins are small as not having the third Parle G biscuit with tea, less screen time, daily workout. And though they are small, they are extremely critical as they feed the next box, the journey box. Now we are raised in a social environment. Friends, family, colleagues, and over time, they leave a lot of impressions on us. For example, you cannot write. You're short. You're an emotional fool. These words enter your mind and they make permanent residency. And they start pulling you down, slowing your journey. Words, impressions, beliefs like halt before a black cat. They need to be pulled out. They need to be overcome. Till now I've covered the daily box and the journey box. The last box, or the third box, is called the third box, and this box is empty. Nothing goes in or out. It has just space. And it reminds me that one day I would vacate the space that I'm occupying, and what would be left after me is just space.
What do you guys think? Do you have any thoughts on the culture of winning versus the art of winning? If you have a perspective, do share with us the same way our guests have shared, and we'll feature it in the coming episodes. Life is short, guys, and we only have those many breaths. And the funny part is that we don't even know how many breaths we have. So use it wisely. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes by Lao Tzu. The best fighter is never angry. Have a great weekend, guys, and count your blessings.